Now that it's warming up and we're well into the summer months, it's time we know and we've probably experienced already for road construction, which of course leads to heavy traffic and backups and frustrations, whether you're going down the highway or you're up and trying to move through the cities. You know, when I go up to the cities to visit my family every other week on Fridays, I know it's important for me to leave very early so I don't get stuck in that traffic. So I went up a little bit early a couple weeks ago, thought I still had plenty of time about noon. And as soon as I got up to the cities and got on 494, which as many of you know is about a 4-5 lane highway, I think, I was surprised to see that it was stop and go already at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was even more curious and frustrated when my lane, which was the fast lane, the left lane, way over on the left side of the road, was stop and go. And what was interesting was the slower lanes to my right were actually going faster than us. Even though they were going slowly, they were moving fairly consistently. And so this was going on for a while. And I noticed that the people in the fast lane, my lane, were getting frustrated, of course. And so the guy ahead of me put on his signal. And I thought, well, that was brave, especially in this heavy traffic. But he found a lucky opening to move over. And so I started debating with myself if I should follow him. Of course, it would be safer and easier to stay in my lane, even though we were in that stop-and-go traffic. But after a second, I decided that I would take the risk and do the same. Even from a stopped position, this was somewhat risky and somewhat dangerous, even though it was legal. But God did provide an opening, so I took it. And as I did, and I started moving again, I was certainly glad, just like the driver ahead of me, because a few miles down the road, I passed a pickup truck in the fast lane that I was just in. And this poor guy was sitting in his truck with his head bowed, not knowing what to do, totally embarrassed, totally discouraged, because his car had somehow stopped as he was going, and he couldn't get it started again. And so the whole lane behind him was stuck and couldn't move ahead. And there was no shoulder in that lane, so he couldn't be pulled over. The awful part was that, as I said, everyone for, I think, a good mile behind him could not go anywhere because they were stopped. And the other lanes were now moving at a decent pace, bumper to bumper. And so I felt really bad for him. But this experience reminded me of today's gospel because it's really about being called to follow Jesus the best way we can in our vocations in life. Married, single, priest like me, or religious. You know, none of us can be sure what waits ahead for us in life. We're all human vehicles, in a sense, heading toward our final destination in the heavy traffic of life. And of course, down the road of life, there will be accidents at times. There will be stalls and traffic jams or construction and other frustrating difficulties that will cause some suffering. But there will also be periods of open road and sunshine where everything is smooth sailing and we can turn up the radio and listen and sing for joy. The good news is that if we continue to follow Jesus every day in prayer, without excuses or without conditions like we are doing today, then no matter what we encounter on the road of life, we're going to be okay. Our joys with Jesus will be much more joyful, and our sufferings will be so much more bearable. You know, as I was driving that day and finally moving, I felt so bad for the drivers who were probably going to be stuck in that lane I was in for a long time. And as I drove by, I happened to glance over at those drivers and how angry and frustrated they were as I drove by. I was so glad that I followed the driver in front of me because even though I was stressed from the experience, I was now at peace and glad I was moving forward to my destination. The Lord had provided for me a way out of that bad situation. But in order to do that, I had to have faith and I had to have trust in the driver ahead of me to muster the courage to make the move to follow him. And it's that same type of faith, that same type of trust that the Lord asks of us. And this is only given and nurtured through our daily prayer and through the Mass we celebrate together, through the Eucharist. You know, some choose to follow material things that take over their life. Others follow political leaders or movie or music stars. These become the most important people in their life. And others follow the successful and wealthy. And these are the people, unfortunately, that get stuck and frustrated on the road of life. Even though they may have fancy new cars with personalized license plates and fame and fortune, they're way too attached to the worldly things of this life and to people. And so they remain stuck and unhappy with life. For as Christians, St. Paul reminds us today that we are not called to remain stuck in worldly things. He says that we are called to true freedom in Christ. But he says, be careful. Do not use this freedom that God has given you as an opportunity for the flesh. In other words, to get stuck in this world. Rather, he says, do what Jesus tells us and serve one another through love. That is how we move forward. And it is our leader, Jesus Christ, that has taught us this. And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to live it. So during these summer months, as we're going about playing sports and vacations and having fun, let us remember not to become so distracted with these things that we stop praying every day or we stop going to Mass on Sunday, lest we too get stuck and frustrated by worldly traffic in our lives. Rather, let us continue to follow Jesus so that we can continue to experience his love every day and share it with one another. For there is nothing that will bring us more peace and joy than letting Jesus lead us on our way.